This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. New Hampshire state officials say they have no evidence to back up President-elect Donald Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud in the state during the general election. The allegations have generated a response from journalists. That includes reporters at ProPublica. That's a news outlet that launched an Election Day poll monitoring project called ElectionLand, of which WBUR was a partner. Shannon Dooling has more.
New Hampshire Deputy Secretary of State David Scanlon says this was a very routine election, and his office is not planning on taking any action in response to Trump's claims of voter fraud.
A routine election does include a small number of complaints coming in for various reasons throughout the day, but there was nothing that was out of the ordinary in this past election.
Scanlon, a Republican, says those routine complaints tend to involve claims about out-of-state voters, including Massachusetts residents, registering on Election Day in New Hampshire. That issue came up again in the final days before the election, when Republican candidate and now governor-elect Chris Sununu claimed Massachusetts Democrats had a history of abusing the same-day registration law. But Scanlon sees no merit in such accusations.
It seems every election we have some claims that buses of potential voters are coming in either over the border or being moved around college towns. Although there's no evidence that has been presented that bears that out.
The nationwide poll monitoring project, ElectionLand, found no evidence of serious voter fraud either.
I think that the ElectionLand is uniquely in a position to authoritatively say that Donald Trump has no evidence to support his claims and he will not come up with any.
ProPublica's Jessica Huseman worked on the project, partnering with more than 400 journalists as well as lawyers across the country to cover polling places on Election Day. While there were isolated reports of long lines in New Hampshire, Huseman says there was nothing out of the ordinary.
I feel incredibly confident that if there were mass voter fraud, like Trump alleges, we would have known about it.
Huseman says states like New Hampshire that allow same-day voter registration generally present fewer problems on Election Day than states with complicated voter ID laws or places where you have to register far in advance. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office has also said it has no evidence to back up President-elect Trump's claims. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.